We're in Memem Beis, so we're holding three lines from the top of Memem Beis at the two dots. Valkula Nemamar Shakol. So we said if you say Shakol Niabdvaro on anything, you are Yotze. So the Gemara is going to discuss anything. What if you say Shakol Niabdvaro on wine, on bread? Are you Yotze with that? So Idmar Rafuna Amar Chutz Minapas Uminayayin. And not anything, bread and wine, it's not going to work. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Pas V'yayin, even on bread and wine. So name a ketanayim. Maybe they're arguing about the following machlokas tanayim. Ra'a pas va'amar. Kama na'a pas zu. Baruch ha'makom shebara. If someone sees bread and says, wow, how beautiful this bread is. Blessed is God who created it. Yatsa. He is yotze the bracha. That's all you need to do to be yotze the bracha on bread. You don't have to actually formulate a bracha properly. Ra'a te'ena va'amar. Kama na'a te'ena zu. Baruch HaMakom Shebara. How amazingly beautiful this fig is. Blessed is God who created it. Yatsa. Divrei Meir. That's Rav Meir Shita. You just need to say something nice about the fruit and about God who created the fruit. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Kol HaMashan Matveh Shetavacham Brachos. Lo Yatsa Dechavaso. A basic rule in Brachos. Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi formulates. That if you change the formulation of a bracha at all. A ki huzeh. You change the formulation of a bracha. You are not Yotze. The bracha was formulated by Chazal with precision in a way that works, whatever that means, to be matir the food. It cannot be reformulated. So no making up your own brachas. So Neima Rav Huna Damar Krabi Yosef Rav Yochanan Damar Krabi Meir. So Rav Huna, who said that Shakol does not work on bread and wine, will say, because that is a shinui mimatbeah, shetavacham v'brachas. You're changing the formulation, therefore it doesn't work. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it does work on pas and yayin, the charcoal does work on pas and yayin, will assume like Rabbi Meir, you can say whatever you want, just say something nice about the food and it works. So I'm like Rav Huna might tell you, I might even agree with Rabbi Meir, Rav Huna would say. I still don't think that shakel is going to work on bread and wine. Because even Rav Meir, who said that you could say, wow, awesome bread, and you'll be yotzei the bracha, that's because you're at least mentioning that it's bread. But if you're not even mentioning that it's bread, you're just saying, I feel Rameir Moda. Even Rameir would agree that it's no good. Rabbi Yochanan, on the flip side, Rabbi Yochanan might tell you, I might even agree with Rabbi Yossi that you cannot change the formulation of a bracha. Yeah, you can't just say your own thing. You're not allowed to make up a statement out of thin air. Oh, awesome bread, let's eat it. You know, that's not good. But if you're saying an actual bracha that the Rabbanan formulated, like Shakol Niyabitvaro, I feel Rabbi Yossi Modeh, then even Rabbi Yossi would agree. So, main point number one, we have Machlokas Amoraim, if Shahakol works on bread and wine. And that does not necessarily connect to the machlokas tanaim, whether you could change a matbea shetavacham v'brachas, whether you could change the formulation of a bracha. It does not necessarily connect to that machlokas. Tosfos raises the obvious question: what did we think? We thought Rav Huna, who said that shakel doesn't work on bread and wine, was holding like Rabbi Yossi that you can't change a bracha. Let me ask you. What would Rav Huna say? Does shahakal work on a vegetable? It works on everything else. So, but you can't change a bracha. So Tosfos asks the question. I'm talking about Eichi Matzi Sofer Rav Huna Krabi Yossi. Her Rav Huna Moda B'Shar Dvarim Chutz Mipas V'Yayin Shemam Shakol D'Yatza. V'Yil Rav Yossi Sofer D'Lo Yatza D'Kol M'Shan Med Be'ah. According to what we're assuming, Rav Yossi would say, anytime you get the bracha wrong, it's wrong and it doesn't work. Whereas Rav Huna would say, shakal does work on most things. V'Yesh Mefartzim D'Matzi L'Meimar D'Afil Rav Yossi Lo Ka'amar Lo Yatza El B'Baruch HaMakom She'ein Bracha Klal. Of Bishakal Moda. Some say that we could suggest that even Rabbi Yossi only considers it a Shinu Matbeya if you say Baruch HaMakom. When you say Baruch Ata Hashem, he'd be Moda that does work. It's only when you're really Mishanim Matbeya. Okay. Binyamin Raya, Karach Rifta. Binyamin the shepherd used to wrap his bread. Va'amar brich mari dahi pita. So he would take his lafa or his pita bread, and he would say, you know, blessed is the god of this bread. Amar Rav yotza. Rav says, good enough for me. I va'amar Rav kol bracha shein ba'askaras Hashem in a bracha. Don't you at least need to mention God's name in a bracha? the Amar Brich Rachmana, Brich Rachmana Mari Dai Pita. He doesn't just say, Mari Dai Pita. What did we say originally? He said that Brich Mari Dai Pita. So we add in the word Rachmana. He does mention God. He says Brich Rachmana Mari Dai Pita. I still no good. Vabinon Shalosh Brachos. So don't you need to bench? My yatzah de kamer Rav Nami yatzah de bracha rishona. Yeah, of course you need to bench. We're talking about whether you yotze bracha rishona. So yeah, for bracha rishona, instead of saying amotzi, it's good enough to say brich rachmana mara de haipita. My kamash melon, what's the chiddush? Avagav damar blashon chol is the big chiddush over here, that you're allowed to say a bracha in language other than Hebrew. Tanina, Velin Amar Mekalashon, Parsha Sota, Vidoy Meisu, Kriyashmat, Filibrich Samazan. There's already a Beferish Mishnah Mesecha Sota like this. The Mishnah Mesecha Sota goes through all those things that need to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, and those things that you're allowed to say in any language. Amongst the things that you're allowed to say in any language is Bircha Samazan.
Can we say that it doesn't apply to Baruch Rishona though?
Why not? Why wouldn't it?
Because the Baruch Birchas Hamazon is midoraisa. The bracha rishona.
Right, so I think all the more so, no?
It's the opposite because of the fact that midoraisa, it's just something like we can say, just like I know this is a bad example, but by Megillah, I'll put it by Kriyat Shema. The machokes that you can say it in Bchorash and Shatash Shema.
Yeah.
So that would seem that you could apply it then to other mitzvahs so you can say it in another language based on that.
Well, you have to look through those two lists. Some of these things, most of these things are derais on both lists. If you look through the Mishnayos and Sota, so I don't know. So it says Mar Itzrich Salkadai. I still need to be told that you could be yotze with this bracha because Salkadai Chamina Hani Mili Damra Blashon Chol Kiechid Dekin Rabban Blashon Kodesh. I might think, yeah, you could say a bracha in another language if it's a translation of the way the bracha is formulated in Hebrew. But if you don't say it in English with the words that you're supposed to use when you say it in Hebrew, meaning you're not even translating the words, so I might think that's no good. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that even though you formulated your own bracha in another language, that works. So main point number two, a bracha in other languages works even if it's not a direct translation, as long as you mention God's name. Brach in other languages works even if it's not a direct translation, as long as you mention God's name. Kufa. Going back to what we said before. Amarav, kol bracha shein ba'askaras Hashem in a bracha. Any bracha that does not have askaras Hashem is not a bracha. If you don't mention God's name, it's not a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kol bracha shein ba'malchus ain't a bracha. You need to say the malchus of Hashem, melech alam. Elkeinu melech alam is not a bracha. Amarabai kavasei de rav mistavra. It's more mistavra like rav that it's critical to say Shem Hashem. Detanya lo avarti mimitzvosecha lo shachachti. That when you say the Vidoy Meiser, one of the phrases you say is lo avarti mimitzvosecha lo shachachti. What does that mean? Lo avarti milavarechecha. I did not violate, meaning I didn't forget to say a bracha. Velo shachachti milahaskir shimcha alav. And I didn't forget means I didn't forget to say the Shem Hashem, because every bracha needs Shem Hashem. Vilu malchus lo katani. Yet it says nothing about how I said the malchus, because you don't need to say malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Tani, Rabbi Yochanan learned it as velo shachachti milahaskir shimcha umalchuscha alav. That it's Shem umalchus. When you say lo shachachti, I didn't forget, what you're saying is I didn't forget to say a bracha that has both Shem and Malchus in it. So next main point, Machlok, is whether you need just Shem Hashem or both Shem and Malchus in a bracha. New Mishnah. Val davar shein gidulo min ha'aretz omer shakol niyah bidvaro. Anything that does not grow from the ground, the proper bracha is shakol niyah bidvaro. Ala chometz v'ala novlos v'ala govai omer shakol niyah bidvaro. On vinegar, on novlos, what are novlos? Says Rashi, Mefarish b'Gemara. Not supposed to know yet. We'll find out later. And on govai, grasshoppers, you say shakol niyah bidvaro. Delicious fried grasshoppers are shakol niyah bidvaro. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shu min klala in mevarchim alav. Anything that itself is a klala, like vinegar is a klala. Why is vinegar a klala?
Because it's from wine.
It's wine that is spoiled, right? and novels and gavoy, these are all klalos. Grasshoppers are a klalo, they destroy the whole field. So you do not, right, it's actually one of the makos. So you don't say a bracha on things that are klalo. How do you prioritize brachos? You have many different things in front of you that you want to eat. What do you say bracha on first? Rabbi Yehuda says, if there's anything on the Shivas Haminim amongst them, you make a bracha on that first. Chacham say, no, make a bracha on whatever you want the most, and whatever you find to be the most delicious. We were just discussing this the other day, right? With the appetizer plate. Tan Rabbanan. Al davreshen gidulim in arts kigon baser behemos chayos velfos v'dagim. Whenever it comes to any kind of meat, whether it be beef or chicken or fish, Omer shakol niyabedvaro. You say shakol ala chala v'yala beitzim v'yala gvina, milk and dairy products and eggs and cheese. Omer shakol ala pascha ifsha. If you have bread that is spoiled, v'ala yayin shehikrim, or you have wine that has. That is fermented, okay? Valatavshil sha'avar tsuraso, or a cooked food that has lost its original form, meaning it's gotten old and bad. Omer shahakol, ala melech, valazamis, on salt and on brine, valkameinu pitrios, and on things like mushrooms. Omer shahakol, you say shahakol. Lemeimer the kameinu pitrios lavgidu the karkanin. Wait, mushrooms? Where do mushrooms grow?
They grow up,
Mama. In the ground, no? They, so why is it an Adama? To prove this point, that they're considered things that grow from the ground, Hanoder mi perus ha'aretz, asur perus ha'aretz, umutur b'kmein v'pitrios. V'im amar kol gidul karka alai, asur af b'kmein v'pitrios. If you say that you take a neder that you're never going to eat peros ha'aretz, so kamein pitrios is not included, mushroom is not included. But if you say gidule karka, anything that grows from the ground, I'm never going to eat, you're not allowed to eat mushrooms either. So you see that it's considered to be something that grows from the ground. Why is it shahakol? Amravai mirba rabu me'ara, minki lo yanki me'ara. They grow from the ground, but that's not really what's growing them. They're not nourished from the ground. Meaning you don't need soil to grow. What are they nourished from?
Other plants.
From the plant, from the environment, I think, right? Rabbi Rosner, whenever we learned this Gemara together, he would always say that when he was in Camp Masora, when he was the camp rabbi in Camp Masora for many years, he would sometimes come to his moist, damp,
bunkhouse.
Yeah, bunkhouse or whatever it is that he stayed in, and there was a carpet there, and there were mushrooms growing on the carpet. So you don't need mud, you don't need dirt, you don't need, so you can have mushrooms growing on the carpet. That would be the last time my wife would ever come to camp with him. If we had Baruch Shem and Kaylee, it's a little nicer. But it says Al Davar Shein Gidula Min Haaretz. So Tani Al Davar Shein Yonek Min Haaretz. It should say anything that's not Yonek Min Haaretz is Shahakol. And mushrooms are not Yonek Min Haaretz. They may grow in the ground, but they're not nourished from the ground. So next main point, mushrooms are Gidule Karka, but they are not Yonek Min Haaretz, and that's why their bracha is Shakol. Vi al hanovlos. The Mishnah said that novlos require shahakol as well, but we never identified what those are. My novlos. What are novlos? Rabbi Zeriv Rabbi La Chad Amar Bushli Kemara. It is dried out dates. V'chad Amar Tamri Dezika. It is dates that have been blown by the wind. Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kol Shu Min Klala Im Vrachan Lav. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you don't say bracha on these things because they're a min klala. Well, Bishlam Nadir Bushli Kamara, Haim the Karle Min Klala. If it's dried out, I get why that would be a min klala because they're ruined. Elaman Yamar Tamri Dezika, my min klala. But if you hold it's been blown by the wind, why is that considered a min klala? No, dried out doesn't mean like purposely dried. As Rashi says, Bushli Kamara means Kamosrufe Chama, Shabashlam Vesarfa Machom, Vyavshu Tamar, that it's been burnt and singed by the sun, where it's not what? Yeah, except raisins aren't bad. I think it means like it's ruined, like the date is ruined by this. So how can we call this a min klala? So it says Gemara, yeah, asha'ara. When the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda said you don't make a bracha on a min klala, he's talking about the other two things, but not on the novlos. Novlos are not a min klala. The other two are a min klala. Vinegar is a min klala, and what was the other one? And grasshoppers are a min klala. You could have the other say it like this. Bishal Mandam Bushli Kamara, I understand very well if it's dried out. Hainudim Rachina Lay Shakal, that's why it gets a shakal. Al Mandam Tamri Zika, Shakal, Bird creates me by Lil Ruche. It was just blown by the wind. Why isn't it her eights? Ella Benovlo stomach, Kuliam Lopligi de Bushli Kamara Ninu. Whenever we have a Mishnah that just talks about Novlos, it always means dried out. Ki Pligi Benovlos Tamara. The question is when we see the phrase Novlos Tamara. Ditnan Hakalin Shebidmai. Those things that are that we could be makel in halachos of demai. What is demai?
Let's say you bought something from an amaret and you're not sure if he
right. And you don't know Truma's Maisos was if Maisos was taken. Truma Gedola was. You're not sure about Maisos and Truma's Maisos and then the rest. Right. But Truma Gedola, even amaret would take. Well, most of the time, did they or didn't they? Most of the time. Most of the time they did actually. Rov amaret ma'asunim. But because it was a significant enough minority that didn't, they made this halacha called demai that we played cautiously. So the kalin shebe demai are hashisin vaharimin vauzradin b'noshuach b'noshikma v'gufnin v'nitzpa v'novlos tamara. All of these different types of fruits that these are the chamor mekel that if you buy them from Namaritz you don't have to take maizos from these things. Shisin amarab barachan amar biyochanan min te'enim. Shisin is a type of fig. Rimin kandi. It's kandi. I don't know what that is. Who's radin? Tulshi. It's tulshi. B'no shuach amarab barachan amar biyochanan te'eni chivarta. White figs. B'no shikma amarab barachan amar biyochanan duvli. It's duvli. Gufnin shili gufni. Nitzpa parcha. Novlos Tamara. What are Novlos Tamara? Rabbi Lav, Rabbi Zera. There's Machlokas, Rabbi Lav, and Rabbi Zera. Charam Bushli Kamara, Charam Tamri Dzika. That's where you have the Machlokas. What Novlos are? Not by regular Novlos. Regular Novlos are for sure dried dates. But when you say Novlos Tamara, that's where we have Machlokas. Does it mean dried or wind blown? Bishlam Limandim Bushli Kamara. If you say that it's dried. Hainu de Katani, Hakalin Sheb Demai. That's why we say we're Makel with Demai. Sveikon hu de Pater. Only when you have a suffix whether Maisos were taken from it, we say we're going to be Makel, it's okay. Havada'an Chayiv, but it sounds like if it weren't Demai, but were something that you know no Maisos were taken from, it would be Chayiv, it's really a fruit. El Meandam Tamri Tzika. But if you hold that it's blown by the wind, Vada'an Chayiv, why would it be Chayiv even if you know that no Maisos was taken from it? Hefkera ninhu. Yeah, it's a fruit, but you know what it is? It's Hefker. And the halacha is Hefker has no chiv of Trumas and Maisos. So anyway, you shouldn't have to take Trumas and Maisos. So answer Gemara, Hacham Ayaskinon Sha'asa'an Goren. Now the case is, a poor person gathers all of these Hefker produce, and he makes a whole collection out of it, and he turns it into a thing. Once he has a whole matzav over there, where he puts it all together, and he makes a giant pile, and he smooths out the pile, it becomes a chayiv. Dam Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yochum, Shmuel Blaz Ben Yaakov, Haleket Vashicha Vapeah, Sha'asa'an Goran, Hukvu L'Maiser. Once it's a Satan Goran, once you make it into a whole pile to smooth out the pile and make a whole thing out of it, then it becomes Chayiv Maisos, even though normally Leket Shechem Peah, which are things that go to Aniyim, that Aniyim are allowed to take, are not Chayiv Maisos. Ikeda Amri, the other version of this conversation goes, Bishlam L'man Yomer Tamri Tzika, if you say that it's wind blown, Hainu Dahacha Karila Novlos Stama, Vasam Karila Tamara. I would get why there are two names. When you just have Novlos, it means sun-dried. Novlos Tamara means wind-blown. That makes sense. Elo Lamandi Amr Bushli Kamri, Nisni Idividi Novlos Tamara, Idividi Novlos Stama. But if both Novlos and Novlos Tamara mean the same thing, they both mean sun-dried, why do they have two different names? It should either always be called Novlos or always be called Novlos Tamara. Kasha, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. So, last main point, Novlos definitely means sun-dried dates. Machlokes Tanoim, Machlokes Amoraim, I guess. What, or Tanoim?
Well, it seems like it's Tanoim, because it's Mishum. I don't know.
No, Amoraim. Machlokes Amoraim, whether Novlos Tamara means sun-dried or wind-blown. And the Gemara concludes it means wind-blown. Because otherwise it wouldn't have two different names. Yeah.